Lushnish Gaeilge student Abby Courtney on vocals there, accompanied by her brother Kyle during the performance that began the celebrations at the official opening of the new modular building at the school. This new building provides four mainstream classrooms, which will be used by the English department, as well as two dedicated special educational needs classrooms. The modular building was opened by Minister for Education Helen McEntee on Friday.
I'm absolutely delighted to be here to officially open this wonderful building that we're in here today.
I caught up with Principal of Colossianish Gaeilge, Morris Fitzgerald, during the opening on Friday, and he said that this new unit will cater for the needs of all of their students.
So it was a huge opportunity for us, you know, when we contacted the department over 2 years ago, with the idea for us really was to be able to provide some special need classrooms, particularly for the neurodivergent challenges that are in our community. And I felt it was most important that we needed a facility and a proper environment in order to be able to professionally meet those challenges and to assure our parents and indeed all of our primary school principals who are the feeder schools to the school that we had a facility that was deserving of the students. Needs and to be able to cater for those. But the significant advantage, I suppose, with the modular type building, we were delighted with the Department of Education and having Minister McEntee down to officially open it here with Minister Michael Healy-Ray and Minister Norma Foley. It was great to have them here today. But I think the great thing about the modular design is that it has minimum disruption to teaching and learning within the school. And I want to compliment Finn from Procon, the builder on site, albeit a man from Tyrone. We've grown very fond of him down here in Kerry. But in typical Tyrone fashion, he was in and out and had the job done. And I think that's one of the key factors in the success of the modular is that the building itself was probably about 6.5 to 7 months in construction. So a very short period of time to be where we're standing now in the fully functioning classroom. So we're very proud of the building and I'm very proud for the staff and for the students.
And you mentioned in terms of having, I suppose, the facilities for neurodivergence. And it's so important as well because we all have something different to bring to the table. But it's important that we all have the same, I suppose, opportunities as well. So having a facility like this in place, it's fantastic for the community as a whole and all the students that will be passing through.
Absolutely. I think going back a couple of years ago, we could see that, you know, there is increased challenges. And I think our priority and our incumbent upon us as a duty is to provide equal education for all. And I feel that having the physical building and its environment just creates a much brighter, warmer learning environment. And I think that space is so important in order to allow the students their ability to thrive, and I think that is the word, just thriving in a space that is, you know, peaceful and relaxed, very bright and very befitting their needs in a very comfortable, warm and safe space.
Chair of Kerry ETB as well as Chair of the School's Board of Management Norma Moriarty says this new unit will ensure students are educated to the highest standard, which will benefit the area in the long run.
Anytime you've investment in a place like this, it's a vote of confidence in the future, both of the school and of the area. And that's very, very important for that message to go out there. We have an enormous original building, if you like, but like all buildings, there's reinvestment that's required there because there's maintenance and upgrades and so on. But this new modular building, as a building mechanism, the speed with which you're able to deliver this size of classroom, it's the size of a primary school when you think of it.
We're hearing a lot about rural depopulation now as well, so it's important that we have good facilities to keep people here just to ensure that the communities continue to thrive as we look to the future.
It is our core business when you think about it, because as educators you need young people in order to be educating them. If you don't have a vibrant population, you're going to end up with, you know, fewer and fewer people and their schools closing rather than thriving and expanding. That's why it's important that we remind ourselves that we are in cooperation all of the time. All facets of economic and community development, we work together. We need the skills that we're short in terms of serving the housing crisis, in terms of trades, carpentry, plumbing, you know, all of those skills, construction technology, they're all things that schools like this give people an appetite for, and then that further education and training develops them and accredits them, and they're then available to us to meet those challenges and needs. So it's hugely important that that happens. And I am conscious of the fact that in the past we would have been equating third level education and higher education as a ticket to people to leave the area because they had more options, whereas now with DigiHubs and GTECs, for example, what we have in Drummond and also what we have in Ballinskellig's, affords people the opportunity to have those high-end employments and jobs and base themselves here in Southwest Kerry. That is now possible, that's now feasible, and it means that, you know, we can continue to educate our people to the highest standard but offer them the opportunity to work from here. We have to keep re-emphasising that and keep working towards that.
this school is. It's covering such a large district as well, so it's really important. I know you were mentioning that you work very closely with the primary schools as well, because this is where they all end up coming. So again, great to see investment into a school like this, because it is so important for such a vast, vast area.
No doubt, and it's every facet of that student's life. You know, obviously their academic development, but you have their social development, you know, their artistic development, giving them the outlets and the opportunities to develop those skills and those talents as well. And just the ability to live with people. We're all part of the one ecosystem, the one community. And it's very important that we get on with each other and that we know how to resolve conflicts and that we know how to understand that we're not all the same, but we are more similar than we are unalike, by the same token, to quote Maya Angelou. But there's a lovely culture here, there's a lovely atmosphere here. There is a great sense of belonging. There is a wonderful opportunity for people. It is quite extraordinary that the landscape and the atmosphere here has a way of bringing people back. There's a magic to it, if you like.
At the official launch of the building, I also spoke to fifth year student Adele Moran, and she explained how a building like this has an impact on their learning.
It's really important. It gives us a great facility to learn more and a better outlook on how things can be added to places to improve your way of learning. Like a building, like you don't think it would make that much of an impact on your education, but my God, it has. The facilities, everything, the technology in the building is absolutely phenomenal. It's just made such a difference in such a short space of time already.
Adele and her fellow students made a special presentation to Minister Helen McEntee. She explains what they gave her.
A piece of transatlantic cable, so it originally connected Valencia to Newfoundland, I believe in 1866, for communication. And it was very important in the communication between the two countries.